What's happening? Podcast episode 296. I'm Matt Durson.
And I'm Dr. Grape.
The G is silent.
The G is not silent.
Oh, and the actual Dr. Grape.
Yeah, I'm the actual Dr. Grape. Dr. G.
Clay Inferno over here. Waiting for it.
Clay has no idea what we're talking
waiting
about.
Waiting to get a word in edgewise, you know?
Well, we didn't do any pre-show banter, so.
I know, we gotta get on the.
Couldn't fill Ray.
I don't know where you were. Ray.
What?
We did pre-show banter.
Well, I was preparing dinner and / late lunch.
Oh, I thought you were maybe making some notes, some last minute notes.
Doing that while I was making the food. I was. It's like I got to talk about G.I. Joe number 19.
Yeah.
The silent issue.
Hey, we'll have another G.I. Joe number 19, probably, huh? That'd be great. Yeah.
I don't think
just keep going on
episode,
and on.
I don't think that series is going to last to 19.
Oh, that's so sad.
Maybe on the last issue, they'll just call it 19.
Just for us.
It's only issue 4, but 19, the silent issue.
I think they should start doing silent issues starting now and not release anymore because it didn't like number one.
So
silent, no dialogue, no art, no
no cover.
No paper.
Completely silent. Clay, we had a bad movie night last night. I'm sorry you weren't there.
But. I was otherwise engaged with
you got engaged?
Healthy protests.
Oh, yeah.
Healthy protests. Eating some vegetables while you were protesting.
That's right. Cucumbers.
The cuke.
Well, we watched Replica.
Yep. By
what was
the director of Birdemic and Jim Cotta.
Jim Cotta.
Yeah, by the guy that did Birdemic. Well, here's the thing. Why don't you guys invite me for when you have a good movie night?
We don't have good movie night.
There's no such thing. We try, and then it turns out to be a bad movie, like Batman v Superman.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Yeah. Dawn of Justice, : Ultimate Edition, : Extended Edition.
Zack Snyder.
Colon is the operative word here.
Because it goes right through you like crap. Hey, I want to talk for a second, not about anything that we were talking about, but this is
crap. Sure. Go ahead, change the subject.
It's fresh. I just read about this. But I guess speaking of Batman and Superman, so DC has decided after many years of being like, we're going to stay at $2.99, now a lot of their books are going up to
$3.99.
Except the ones that are twice monthly or whatever. But they're going to do the code thing. The Marvel code thing, apparently. To supposedly add value.
Yeah, because there's probably guys out there selling comic book codes.
Yeah,
I don't know. Weirdos. No, but I mean, it doesn't really... I mean, it only adds value, yeah, if you sell the code, because then you make some of the money back. Which I've done.
What happens if you buy it digitally, then you don't need the code.
Right, but I think I'm not sure if the price will be the same or not. I don't think so.
John, if you buy it digitally, you get a voucher to get the hard copy in the store.
Oh, okay.
No, really?
No, you don't.
What happens if there's no store?
You don't.
Wait a minute, Clay. Let me ask you, as someone who buys a lot of digital comics, is the price like the same?
It's the same as cover price, but usually after a while they'll have like sales or it'll just go down like price by a dollar like after like a year or something like that.
Oh, a year, Jesus. But if you were someone who wanted to buy a book every month and keep up with it, it's the same as the cover price?
Yeah.
You can just be a year behind though.
Yeah, why don't you just do that?
Or
the series will be over.
Or you do the Netflix strategy thing, which is get Comixology Unlimited or Marvel Unlimited. Whatever that Marvel thing's called. I don't think it's called Marvel Unlimited. But the Comixology thing has like subscription based and a lot of stuff is included in it.
Oh, well, all right.
You know, almost like Amazon Prime movies or Netflix.
Well,
it's about time somebody did that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. So I was reading about it on Newsarama here, and some retailers were saying, like, if it's like people are fine with it, if it's $3.99 for like a character that they like and a creative team that they like, but they're not going to pay $3.99. It's a ripoff for, you know, some unknown creative team on a book that's not that popular. Yeah. And one other guy also said, and I agree with this guy 100%, he said, like, they don't want like a 12-page story and a 10-page backup, you know, like for $3.99. You're gonna do $3.99, you gotta give us 22 pages. So very interesting. It's kind of strange. I don't know. On the one hand, as far as the codes, I don't know, DC should have been doing this all along.
Yeah.
But
agreed. So,
but
I don't know. A lot of Marvel books are $3.99, aren't they?
Yeah, I think almost all of them are.
Yeah, so they're just trying to keep up with the neighbors.
Yes.
Let's see, like.
But I think Batman was $3.99, right? Or
Batman.
Batman. Some of them are $3.99 now, aren't they?
I'm not really sure.
I don't buy that many.
This ain't like Dark Horse comic $3.99. This Star Wars Dr. Aphra $3.99. This Spider-Man $3.99. Every single book in my stack is $3.99. Except
no, almost for, most Marvel books are $3.99.
Except for Franco and Art Balthazar's Superpowers number 2, which was $2.99. And worth every penny. I would have paid $3.99 for that book.
Oh, so there you
go. So good.
I guess it's just trying. One of the things the article was saying is it hard to get new readers, which is what they got a real hard on for now, pricing them at $3.99. Will new readers go like, what?
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 What? Say what?
I don't even know how they can get new readers. Like, if people are into comics, they're into comics. And I don't think that even, like, having big superhero movies is getting new comic book readers. Like, I think that's the thing there. Trying to figure out. I think the way to get more readers is to offer more, like, incentives to get sign up to, like, you know, Marvel Unlimited for a year for, like, only $25, you know, and then maybe somebody would get really into it.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. It's we talked about this last week, right? Or a couple, I don't know, recently. The one of the things they're trying to get new readers is basically starting every book over at number one, like, all the time. But I don't know, does that do any good? All it does is piss off the people who buy it regularly. Or does it? Do we even care? I don't know.
It's made me confused.
See?
That's why I don't sign on.
I mean, yeah. I won't not buy a comic because it's $3.99. I don't ever look at the prices. I just go Batman, Green Arrow, Spider-Man, Dr. Aphra, Rom, Romita, Mac. And I just bring it up there, and then they're like, it's $25, or it's $30. And I just say, oh, right. Well. But I'm not a typical comic book reader. I get a lot of stuff comped and stuff, too, so I don't know. Yeah. Stuff to say.
So, it's fine for you, but someone who pays, like, who was paying, like, maybe $30, now it goes up to, like, $40 if you buy a lot of DC. If you buy a few DC books, suddenly a dollar more for each book, that's $10 a week that you're extra that you're spending.
Yeah, and if you're a kid, like if you're in high school or something, like, you know, that's a lot more money that you don't have. I remember like going from 75 to a dollar to a dollar 25 was like, oh man, how am I gonna get comics? When?
I think you're right. I think when it got to about a dollar 25 I kinda stopped.
You're like, whoa, hey, it's getting a little too rich for my blood here.
I know. If you had told me when I was in high school that someday I'd be paying $3.99 and $4.99 if it's like a big issue, you know what I mean? Or like something special. Sometimes they're $4.99 in Marvel, like a Marvel book. I'd have laughed in your face.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird. I guess
that's no way to get new kids podcast, to read comics.
Sorry, what'd you say?
That's no way to get kids to read comics if I keep raising the price.
Kids. What do they know anyway?
They suck.
They do suck.
Hey, what,
you know, these
are my characters. I don't want some stupid 14-year-old kid reading Batman and G.I. Joe.
Oh.
Save it for me, the 40-something-year-old.
It's a good thing that kids aren't reading comics, then.
Yeah. Yeah,
I have nothing to worry about.
More retailer incentive comics of 7 of 9 Star Trek Waypoint, where I've got the photo cover, and it's very boobus. It's like a lot of boobs on this cover.
What?
I was with Stacy when I bought
Kids aren't buying comics. We might as well go with the boobus.
Yeah, and I was with Stacy when I bought it, and I was like, this is literally the only copy they have. It was a retailer incentive one, and she's got her 7 and 9 and her 1s and 2s up front. And I was like, she's like, I don't want you buying that. I said, it's the only one they have.
Did you have to pay extra?
No, actually, just whatever price it was. I said, price. I threw it on the counter. I said, money's no object. I threw my Amex at it.
I'll pay anything. I'll pay $79 for her 1s and 2s.
I mean, this retailer incentive cover of Star Trek Waypoint, if that's not getting new readers, I don't know what it is.
Well, I think Star Trek comics is like a different thing. You know what I mean? You might buy it if you like Star Trek, but or you might buy it if you like hot babes.
I think he was making a joke.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, all right then. I was mistaken. No, but I mean the point is nothing. There might not be anything that gets new readers. I don't know. And what do I care?
Yeah, why do you care? You don't need new readers.
Right, I'm the reader. I'm already a reader.
Oh, right, yeah. You don't need.
I need
one of you.
We need. I think what we need are people like John, lapsed readers, to come back.
Yeah.
You know, not so much like kids starting to buy comics now because
you've
can't
seen
afford
how the sausage is made. You know.
Yeah.
That's right. We need lapsed Catholics. What the fuck? Why do we talk about this stuff all the time?
I don't know. You're the one that brought it up.
Oh, because I thought it was interesting that DC is finally, like, going to Marvel. We'll have to see if it affects their, you know.
That drawing the line at $2.99 thing never, that only lasted, like,
sorry about that noise,
a few months. Anyways.
It's okay. No, but most, I mean, a lot of them are still $2.99. But yeah, they didn't draw the line.
Yeah, they were not drawing the line.
They definitely had a lot of books. Well, of course, the joke back then was Marvel doing just fine at $3.99. So, like, you know, yeah, like Marvel's like, good, stay at $2.99. We'll just be up here on the top of the sales charts, except for Batman, which is like the only book that DC routinely had in the top 10. I don't know. I think this Rebirth thing kind of was a bust, you know?
Yeah.
Same thing as the last DC reboot, whatever, the New 52. Like, the first few issues were good of some things, and then I just... Oh, well. It's time for them to reboot again.
Well, I read a couple books this week that I liked.
All right.
That were DC.
Of DC, you mean?
Yeah. Nightwing's back in Bloodhaven. And it's... that book's good. Tim Seeley.
Alright.
He's back in his regular costume. And in the Batman, Batman is like, I'm 50-50 on Batman. I like some parts of it, like they were referring to like year one stuff. But they were really, he was going all out with he was like snuggling and like boffing Catwoman. And they were like naked.
Yeah, I saw the cover. I didn't read it yet. I saw the cover. He's getting all sexy. He's getting all rape sloth with Catwoman.
He's getting all what?
John. The meme. There's a meme, apparently.
Yeah, I introduced Durson to the meme of the rape sloth.
Oh, that doesn't sound
so
cool.
It's a woman holding a sloth.
Sloth, and he's all looking all like, how you doing? And people have just taken this picture and put all sorts of rape memes to it where he's or just sex sayings in general.
Oh, yes.
Like he's like, do you like pudding? How about me putting my dick in you or something, you know, something.
Oh my god.
What was the one about the pizza?
Oh, I want
pizza that ass or whatever.
You guys are out of control with that.
So, but anyway, yeah. So on the cover, John, of this Batman, this new Batman book, he's getting kind of rape sloth on Catwoman.
I guess he is. Yeah, yeah. You're right. Now I see what you mean. Yeah. That's totally.
But she's not. I mean, not to sound like sexist, but she's okay with it. She's not like. She seems down with it.
Yeah,
the, you should see what's going on in there with those two cuddling up.
Well, I'll read it. I'll read it. And now, that was a new 52 thing that they did in Catwoman, where they were banging, keeping the capes on or whatever, yeah. Right?
They're keeping the capes. That's a Billy Joel song.
Hey, ho, ho.
We're only 80s Billy Joels. Do you remember that from Step Brothers?
Oh, I don't have that movie. Rachel loved that movie.
Oh, it's the best.
That says something right there.
Boats and Hoes. Oh, stop.
Yeah, boats and Hoes.
But anyway, I mean, I haven't read a Batman book in a few months, but I have them in my stack.
I am like so half and half on it. Like, I like parts of it, and then other parts, I'm like, dude, you're fucking so cheesy right now. Oh my god. I want to hear what you have to say about that book after you read it, because like, just send me a thumbs up or a thumbs down, like emoji, right. Whether it's good or not.
Send a thumbs down or fist.
Yeah, or a fist.
I haven't read it. It might take me a while. I'll get to it.
So in 3 years, when you suddenly get a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Yeah. And you won't remember at all that we had this conversation. I don't know, I want to like Batman.
I do too.
I just can't. I mean, I can. Just I've fallen behind now. Oh well. I did buy. So here's something that I know you guys don't really care, but I read. So I'm reading Motor Girl, which is Terry Moore's new book.
Oh yeah, I always like hearing about it. So I'll probably get it in trade or
it's
something.
It's fun, but so he came out and sort of admitted or whatever that the girl in this book is like the aunt of the girl Francine from Strangers in Paradise, and she actually appeared in
crossover
Strangers in Paradise like issue 22, which would have been back in like the mid 90s. And like, okay, that's, I mean, this whole shared universe thing, I guess every comic has to do it now, I don't know, but I found it funny, and I don't care, but like, because this book has like aliens in it, like who come down, and they're goofy little aliens, and like, so it's funny. It's not like aliens, you know, jumping onto somebody's stomach like in the movie. It's yeah. Like, you know, they're like funny little.
Hello,
aliens.
My baby.
but meanwhile, Strangers in Paradise was a totally like based in reality type of book. So I don't know. I mean, it doesn't matter. I don't really care. But I was just like, oh, that's kind of weird. You know what I mean? Where you're kind of just like, oh, this was definitely down to earth in the real world, and this is like, oh, aliens are here.
So yeah, like Strangers in Paradise is almost like a hyper realistic like book, you know, where it's all about relationships.
It was sort of this romance thing, and then you're having, I guess it was kind of like, I don't know, for some reason that's a bit of a pet peeve of mine.
Yeah, when I can see that.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. I'm going to still buy the book, and I'm not going to not like it. But I'm just like, oh, that's kind of weird. I guess it's just a cutesy little thing. Obviously, they probably won't ever cross over. And I don't even know what time frame this book is supposed to be in as it compared to whatever, Strange in Paradise. I mean, I don't know. But yeah, like.
It could be an alternate reality.
Yeah.
In that reality.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just
Earth, spooky. S.I.P. But,
you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know why that bothers me when you have something that's very real, set in the real
because
world.
Because it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. Or it's, I don't know. Did anybody watch Fargo?
The tone is totally different. What?
Yeah, that's true, too. Did anybody watch the season 2 of Fargo?
No, I didn't see any of the TV show. I saw maybe like the first episode of the first season.
Oh, no. Season 2 is really good. But at the very end, something similar happens, and you're like, "Oh, that's okay." Like, and it just I thought it came out of left field, and I was talking about it with somebody, and he was like, no, they dropped hints the entire season.
Was it an alien thing? Might as well. You could tell me.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I didn't want to spoil it for you, but it was. But it was an alien thing. And I was like, oh, that's a little weird. And they're like, no, they dropped hints of that the whole season. I'm like, but none of the other things ever in Fargo, in the Fargo universe, if you want to call it that, the Fargoverse. The
Fargoverse, yeah.
Ever had aliens. I don't know. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know. That stuff just kind of weirds me out.
Do you think it's lazy writing? Is that why you don't like it?
I don't know. Maybe it is lazy, or it's just...
You're not watching a science fiction show.
Right, yeah.
Right.
I want to watch
X-Files, you're like, no, that would make sense, but it's not.
Like, if we're sitting watching Sherlock, and then all of a sudden an alien was there, like, it was bad enough that he, like, died, or we thought he died, and he, you know, oh, no, that didn't happen. You know, like, and I know they kind of explained it, but I was just like, eh.
Kind of didn't, too.
Hmm?
But they kind of didn't
either. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Kept trying to explain it, and they kept getting cut off or something.
Yeah.
I'm not caught up on this season, so don't spoiler warning anything.
Well, look at... I'm not going to say that this season is weak, but the last episode, I was sort of like, oh.
I saw the first two. So.
Yeah, I thought they were okay enough.
I haven't watched any of them, so don't...
Okay, good.
Armin
Zola is in the second episode.
Yeah, he is as part of Hydra.
Yeah.
As a computer. Yeah. So it's weird.
I don't know. I think the first season of that was the best.
I agree.
It's been good, but not as good as the first season.
Yep.
But, I don't know. Yeah, stuff like that, it's just kind of like, it's not what I signed up for, you know? Oh, well. But it's still, like, Motor Girl is still a fun book. It's still interesting. So, like, she was this veteran, and she was in an Iraqi war camp, like a prison camp. And so she has these scars all over her back, and she goes to, like, the doctor. The doctor's like, what the heck is up? And she's like, oh, I was in a prison camp. And she's like, did you suffer any, like, other injuries? And she's like, well, they hit me for, like, 10 months every day. So, yeah. But she talks to this ape who... nobody can see because she's obviously got some residual effects.
Now, do you think maybe is it like some sort of like a PTSD hallucination that there's an alien in this gorilla?
Well, the gorilla is definitely a PTSD hallucination, but the aliens, yeah, at first you're like, oh, that was just part of her hallucination, but like now the aliens have interacted with other people. So that was the thing. The first couple issues were like, oh, the aliens aren't real. Oh, wait, no, they are. And now they're on the third issue, and they definitely are. I guess. Unless he turns it around again, which is possible. But I don't know, man. But it's interesting. I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terry Moore makes good comics. You should write him an angry one.
It does make good comics. I don't want you to think that because he admitted that these two books have one character like that's the same that I'm not ragging on it. I'm just saying. No, stuff like that happens. Sometimes I don't like it. Oh, well.
Fair enough. Did you guys see the cover for Star Trek Waypoint number 3 that I sent you in the Skype chat?
Oh, I'm sitting away from the computer, so I could not
see. Well, you know what? I'll let you look at it on your own time.
Okay.
When you're all by yourself?
Yeah.
I was alone. I was all by myself. So wait, what's her name? What is that blonde woman's name? I don't even remember her name, but she was kind of a big thing in the early 2000s. Right?
Yeah, I don't remember her name either.
She was on that Boston Public show, too.
Yep.
Jeri Ryan?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Jeri Ryan.
Yeah, 7.
Very well.
5 horrifying facts about 7 of 9's uniform.
I didn't know you were so obsessed with this chick.
She couldn't breathe. The breasts were constructed. What?
There you go, Clay. Forget it.
Then they show a picture of the corset underneath the cat suit. Anyways.
Forget it. Return that comic.
It took her 20 minutes to go to the bathroom because she had needed all this help to get out of her costume. See? Imagine if John went to bed last night wearing the same
wearing that costume.
Yeah.
That would have been a disaster.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have gotten any sleep.
Yeah. Jeez.
Okay, I'm going to say this right now because I was watching one of those Screen Rant YouTube videos where they're like, these are, like, here's 10.
I have to stop watching those because I'm just like, why am I watching this?
Yeah, they're horrible time wasters.
Yeah.
I like those, but I'm more like, just like, think that Mr. Sunday Movies has he has the best ones.
I love Mr. Sunday Movies.
Oh, he did a Logan trailer thing, and that was great.
Oh, yeah, Logan trailer. We should talk about that.
Yeah, but go ahead.
Oh, well, I just wanted to say, like, yeah, it was like, these actors found these scenes really hard. I was like, well, boo fucking who, you know?
There's another one. It's, I don't know what it is, Cinefix or something. They're like, here's 7 things you probably didn't know about something, and it's all stuff that anyone that's a fan of whatever they're watching the video would know.
Yeah. That's 7 things I probably did know if I bothered to read anything.
Did you know George Lucas wrote the original Star Wars?
Chewbacca was not really hairy. Yeah.
You know who has the worst, like, sort of fake, I'll call it fake news.
Clickbait.
Clickbaity kind of videos is, because I watch all those on the old big TV. So I flipped through my subscriptions, and I was like, oh, it's always suggesting that I look at the Looper ones. The Looper ones are stuff that I already know, but I always like end up watching them anyways. It's like, Jyn Erso was, you know, blah, 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 the daughter of the guy that designed the Death Star. It's like, I know, they explain that, like, in the first 2 minutes of the movie, you know, like...
Darth Vader was Luke's father.
Wait, what?
Yeah, see? Spoiler warning! Like, fuck. I remember they put that in an Entertainment Weekly when they were talking about Revenge of the Sith or whatever. They were like, spoiler warning. Like, they were serious. I was like, what? Who the hell doesn't know? Even if you're not even, like, a fan of Star Wars. I think everybody knows that. Oh, well. But yeah, I mean, that stuff is... It's just weird, because you're at work sometimes. Well, that's what I do sometimes. I'm at work, and something... on YouTube, and then you get all that shit on the side, and you're like, oh, well, okay. I'll click on that.
7 actors with bad breath. I gotta find out.
I wasn't like this with Force Awakens, but I know now, like, literally everything there is to know about Rogue One. Like, I bought the People magazine. I've watched every single one of those.
Illustrated handbook or whatever?
No, I didn't get that. No, I did get that. I got that as a download. It's like, there's going to be no surprises. Somebody can't say, like, something like, oh, did you know the blah, 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 they're originally going to do this? Like, yeah, I know. I read that, like, 7 times. I watched 7 YouTube videos that mentioned that particular thing. And
you could make your own video, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's a good idea. And put on a fake British accent.
Well, I introduced Stacy to Mr. Sunday Movies because we hadn't seen the Logan trailer yet. And so we watched it, and then we watched the Mr. Sunday Movies on it. And she's like, oh, I like this guy's accent.
Yeah, Australian, which is funny because on his podcast, he doesn't talk like that.
Oh.
I mean, he doesn't talk, like, all yelling like that. He's like, oh, I don't know, that's a bloody bloke.
I thought you were going to say he's like, he has, like, a Boston accent.
Yeah, he's got Brooklyn accent. He's like, hey, you guys, what's
I just put on this slogan? Australian accent, you know, for this.
Yeah, the first Mr. Sunday movie I ever played for Jen was, like, 50 Ways Superman Could Kill Batman or something like that.
Nice.
Yeah, so when Logan, the second Logan trailer, dropped.
I mean, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, well, I just saw it this morning as part of my preparation for the
podcast. I have absolutely no interest in any more X-Men or Logan movies.
Oh, really?
Well, this is the last Hugh Jackman one.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I don't care.
Well, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, I don't care. I saw the first trailer, and I said,
but it looks good.
And he can be like Chi, where he's like, you know, I just wanted to say I saw it. And I was like, well,
that doesn't.
I don't understand that argument.
Yeah, that doesn't do it for me anymore. Okay. Maybe when I was like 18 and I was interested in film, I was like, I want to be able to. I mean, I have to be able to say I saw this movie, but no, I'm fucking 40 and I don't care. If someone says, did you see it? I go, no, that's the end of the conversation.
Don't care.
And that's what I like. I want short conversations.
I don't even want any conversation.
This movie looks pretty good. So they did say, so that girl is obviously, I mean, it was, I think we all pretty much knew, but now we see that she has claws.
They show her pop her claws and stuff.
Yeah, so she is obviously in the comic book X-23 who became Wolverine, Laura Linney or whatever. It's not, it's Kinney. Laura Linney's an actress.
Yeah, Laura Linney introduces Downton Abbey for Masterpiece.
Oh, good. Is she like
not that there's, not that I not that I I saw it once and that's what she did. Yeah, yeah.
It's all right, Quinn. I know you watch like every show all the time.
No, I watch all those British like old timey shows. Although I haven't seen Victoria yet, but believe me, I will.
You'll get on that.
I will get on that.
Oh, anyway, Laura Kinney is her name, which is kind of funny because it does sound a lot like Laura Linney.
It's John Kinney. It's John Kinney.
Thank you very much, Charlie. But, no, I think it looks, yeah, and she does flips and things and she slices dudes up.
Cool.
So they must have done, like, the Yoda thing with her, right? I mean, there's no, that's, like, digital. There's no way that little
they
girl.
They turned into a little green gremlin and.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
They
she's
put her
literally Yoda.
They put her in a ship, and a cool looking ship, and then they sent her off to Dagobah. Yeah,
like yeah. Yep, they did the little Yoda thing. So
the whole Yoda thing.
I'll tell you a funny thing though about this trailer. So when
I'll tell you if it's funny or not. So go ahead though.
Sorry, did I interrupt?
Blake knows everything.
No, I just want to know. You said it's going to be funny, so we'll see.
It is
okay. Let's hear it.
So I clicked on it on YouTube, and like they show this girl eating Pringles. I'm like, oh, this is an ad for Pringles or whatever. And so like I turn my head and I start to look at something else. And
I did the same thing, dude.
It's the actual trailer.
I thought it was. I didn't know it was the. I was like, I was confused because I have YouTube Red and it don't have any ads.
Oh yeah.
So I was confused, and so I looked away for a minute, and then I was like, wait a minute.
And like Hugh Jackman's on this Pringles ad?
Yeah. So
it was
actually,
funny because he's stealing all the stuff and then he comes in and goes, no. Not good or something like he said something really funny, like but
I will
yeah,
confirm
I mean,
that, that
I
is
think
funny.
It looks good. I understand John why, because the last I mean Apocalypse was really not good.
Oh,
I liked Days of Future Past,
so
but I know you probably didn't.
No, I liked that one.
Okay.
I'm just kinda tired of it. I never really liked X-Men anyway, so I'm just sort of tired of them.
Well, they don't like you either.
Yeah, I know. It's a mutual thing we've got.
But what about... Okay, John, what did you think of Deadpool?
I haven't even seen it.
Oh, dude. I think Deadpool's in sort of a class by itself, and you'll like it.
It's. Yeah, I think you would. It's kind of Secret Monkey-ish.
Yeah, no, I'll probably see it at some point. I haven't seen it because I haven't wanted to see it. It's just that I just haven't yet.
All right.
And I also want Pierce Brosnan to play Cable.
Yeah. Is that a thing?
That's a thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. There's a picture of Ryan Reynolds, Pierce Brosnan, and Hugh Jackman all on a couch doing the see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil thing.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
They were all okay. Interlocked like one was on each other's shoulders.
Soldier.
Well, all right. Now I'm more excited about. I've never liked Cable. I never really cared. But
if Pierce Brosnan plays Cable, especially
I would maybe
grizzled gray hair Pierce Brosnan now, you know.
Yeah, yeah. No. I was gonna say he's getting kind of old, but I'm like, oh wait, but Cable is old.
Yeah. I wonder if that movie's any good where he's like fighting his house.
What
Pierce Brosnan movie where he's like fights his alarm system in his house?
I haven't heard
probably
of it.
Probably not, but okay.
Sounds terrible.
But. It's like Panic Room, but like not. It's like it's like HAL 9000. Like, what are you doing, Pierce?
It's sort of like the episode Pierce. Of The Simpsons where he did the voice for the house that took over.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Right. Totally. What's the name of that movie here?
He liked that episode so much he wanted to do a whole movie.
We should really turn this into a film.
It's called IT. IT.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember.
Mike Reagan has everything he could ever want. Until
it's a sequel to Lawnmower Man.
A beautiful and a top-of-the-line smart house. Company he owns is on the verge of changing flight leasing forever. Oh my god, I'm falling asleep reading this thing. The company he owns is on the verge of changing flight leasing. You guys.
It sounds kind of like the plot to Replica.
Yeah. Except not as good.
Not as good.
Highly recommend Replica if you can get your hands on it.
Replica was pretty bad, Clay. It's definitely worth your time. I can't wait. I hope the Coolidge plays that sometime. Even if it's midnight, I'll go see it.
Yeah, do it.
It was really terrible.
Well, I watched the Vice interview with that guy, the director guy. What a weirdo.
James
Wynn.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Isn't that what Dream kept saying? So
yeah, but I'm sorry, I don't know if I trust Dream. I'm just such an American. I'm like Nagoyan?
Yeah, no, that's what I want to say too.
All right, okay.
Isn't that pronounced Gwen? Like Gwen Stacy?
That's what we're wondering.
I think that's because wasn't there a Gwen on 21 Jump Street?
Oh, I don't know. I never watched it.
What?
I never watched it.
Dustin Nguyen, Vietnamese actor, famous for 21 Jump Street.
Isn't there an artist too? In comics?
Yeah.
I think he's, but I always pronounce it Nguyen.
Uh-oh. You didn't have, at least you didn't admit it on the podcast, because
no,
then,
like
then hundreds, I mean, nay, three people would know.
Yeah. Well, there'd just be my Ron Richards impression.
That's funny too, because I was like, yeah, what is that guy's name? And it's also Dustin Nguyen.
It's Dustin Nguyen, apparently. Like Gail Simone.
Simone?
That's what Ron Richards always called her. Oh. Come on, man. All right, never mind.
Talk bad about podcasters.
Yeah, I'm not talking about
it. Anyway.
He definitely screws up names.
Yeah, that's, I mean, he's even famous on the show for that.
I think he would even admit to that. But, all right, but speaking of X-Men things that John's not going to watch, but I've been reading a lot about Legion, which is going to be on FX coming up in a couple weeks here. I think it looks badass. Aubrey Plaza, who I'm in love with.
Yep.
Who's that guy?
What? Who's that guy?
Just wanted to throw you off.
All right.
I've never heard of that dude.
It's not a dude.
Okay. So,
But also Jean Smart, who was awesome on Fargo, which I know you didn't watch, but she was awesome, and so she's going to be in it.
So she was abducted by aliens?
No, she wasn't abducted by aliens, but she was like a crime boss. It was awesome. But so I'm excited about that. I think that looks good.
Great.
Yeah, it does look good.
About time Fox is like, oh, so all these other people are doing shows.
Yeah. Well, they do
but
Gotham.
Is Marvel involved with it or something?
I mean, they're involved as much as.
Are you sure?
They're involved in
anything. I thought they had some sort of stake in it.
Oh, maybe they
yeah,
do.
Yeah, it's also like a Marvel Studios production thing, which hopefully I think that as much as you're sick of X-Men movies, if they can strike a co-promotion deal like they did with Sony for Spider-Man,
I would be
X-Men,
okay with that. If
that would be awesome.
Make better X-Men stuff.
Yeah.
Where they're not wearing the leather suits and you can actually get Wolverine in his stupid yellow costume.
Well, let's start with Legion, see if they can, you know, pull it off. Like, I mean... It might be really successful and really great. I'm really looking forward to that, Durson. I'm backing it 100%.
Good. Thanks, Clay.
Yeah.
Skank out.
No, I'm excited about it. It's a good cast, and it's an interesting... The thing is, I don't know anything about the character, too, so I think that I like that. I can go in fresh, you know? Like, I don't know anything about Legion. I don't know what his powers are. I don't know what his deal is. So it's just like watching any other show, you know? Like, I don't have to have this kind of, like, preconceived notion of, well, his origin in the comic book was different. You know? Because I say that a lot.
Oh, I was getting
you like, you say it about stuff that's not even about comics.
Yeah,
I know. I just say, yeah, this pizza.
The origin in the comic book was better. It wasn't like this at all. Serpentor created pizza.
He did. Even the stale rinds will do. I could probably quote that from memory. That back. Talk about a backup story that was worth the extra 25 cents. Number 50? Holy smokes.
I always just loved the fact that Dr. Mindbender was, his mind was blown.
And then he's like, then he's like, really? And he's like, well, you know, I don't know. And even Serpentor's like, maybe I just made this whole thing up.
Did he make like cereal too? Did he like pour like water on
Something like that? Yeah.
I like how the Dreadnoks are like, hey, everybody, Serpentor's here. Get this guy some grape soda and some chocolate covered donuts. And they're like, hey, whoa. I'm going to eat something better. You know, we were fighting Gaul and blah, blah, blah. Get some
back in my day.
And fetch all the cheese you can find. Even the stale rinds will do.
You really do have that memorized.
The show should be.
I swear to God, that might be my favorite G.I. Joe story is when Serpentor invents pizza.
It was just like a backup, though. You're right.
I know, but it was just
annual or something, wasn't it?
It was G.I. Joe 50 or something, right?
Oh, really? Yeah.
It was just so funny because, like, the way he wrote the Dreadnoughts and, like, how he incorporated Serpentor's history into, like, pizza. It was just, the whole thing was great. I just love it. It's, like, one of my favorite things ever.
I can't believe that, like, we all remember that.
I'm going to tell you, though, that is when I fell out of, G.I. Joe fell out of favor with me. I was like, okay, forget it, I'm done.
You're like,
Serpentor inventing pizza?
Serpentor, but then have him develop to invent pizza, too. That's just too much for me.
At the punchline at the end is like, I just told the fucking bullshit story and you guys believed it.
It didn't convince John.
No, I was done. I was like,
you did not believe that Serpentor.
I was like, you don't bullshit a bullshitter.
Yeah. So what's your pizza story?
My pizza story is the guy, they interviewed one of the guys that they used his footage from Rogue One, from A New Hope. I don't remember which guy it is, but now he's old now and bald, and he looks sort of the same, except he's old and bald. He might be the negative, it just bounced off the surface guy. It might be that guy, I don't remember, but he lives in Scotland or something now, and he was the first to introduce pizza delivery to Scotland.
Really?
Yeah.
So not only was
watching an interview, there's a YouTube channel that tracks down Star Wars.
Bring pizza.
And the guy said, is it true that you invented pizza delivery in Scotland? And he just gave a thumbs up. And then they showed a picture of him with a poorly dressed Darth Vader and poorly dressed C-3PO. And they, he's got, like, pizzas, you know?
Listen, I'm so happy for you that you're backing this guy's story that he invented pizza delivery in Scotland. But I'm pretty disappointed that you don't believe that Serpentor invented pizza.
No, I do believe it. I don't believe that he didn't invent. I don't believe that he was making it up.
Oh. The twist at the end, the unbreakable or sixth sense twist at the end.
M. Night Shyamalan, I didn't actually invent.
Yeah, okay, I see. Oh, I'm sorry, John. Sorry.
No, please. That's again.
I feel bad for accusing you of that.
I wish they would if they came out with a G.I. Joe Serpentor pizza tie-in at the time. Maybe I would have hung around for a little longer.
That would have been brilliant.
If it came out now, you know that you would be on...
Where was Pizza Hut when that came out?
Oh. You would be on every Papa John's, box
Peyton Manning
art. Yeah, like Serpentor, the inventor of pizza.
better pizza.
And it says, in quotes, it says like Papa John's, and it says
movie that would actually make a lot of sense.
Even the stale rinds will do.
Even the stale. But they didn't have sauce, right? It was kind of just like dough and
yeah, it was kind of like the pizza that I got when I went to your birthday party, where I was like, oh, just cheese? Give me the just cheese pizza. And then I didn't realize there was no my favorite part of the pizza, which is the tomato sauce. There was just cheese. There was no sauce on it.
I said, you said just cheese!
I know, but I didn't know that's what that meant.
I didn't know that was what I was doing when I said it.
I thought that I thought that meant cheese pizza. Not like...
It was a little awkward. Yeah.
Just cheese.
Hey, we ate it. It was like eating
I still liked it. That place is awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
You should have another birthday.
You know what's funny? I don't know why this just dawned on me now, right? These badass dreadnoks, okay?
Yeah.
Who are motorcycle guys with, like, they carry on chainsaws and blow torches and like, whatever that other guy had with the gun with the giant knife on the end.
Yeah.
And Road Pig, who has, like, literally a cinder block on a cement pipe. <I'm> like, what is that all about?
Whoa. That was later dreadnoughts. I don't think I
yeah, we're talking the original
Gen
three.
Two. Generation two dreadnoughts.
Yeah, that was two. I was just down with the original three.
Then don't read the new G.I. Joe.
Like, yeah, here are these badass bikers who really like
Sky Strikers with their
With their chainsaws and whatever. And their favorite thing is donuts and grape soda.
Ooh, like, from these guys.
They never cracked open a beer or anything.
Well, it's a kid's thing.
Well, that was like that was really what Yojo Cola was. A metaphor for beer.
Okay. But grape soda, was grape soda a metaphor or something? Or do they really just like grape soda?
That's got to be Larry Hama's favorite snack. When I see him next, I'm going to ask him. Like, no, I really like chocolate covered donuts and grape soda.
I mean, who doesn't? But
and I also invented pizza.
And yeah. Maybe he really likes pizza with just the rotten rind cheese. That's his favorite snack.
Even the moldy one will do.
Oh.
A smelly sort kind of cheese.
Okay, guys, check this out. The dreadnoughts were originally meant to be a race of humanoid bears to capitalize on the popularity of the Ewoks.
What?
Larry Hama was critical of the proposal, telling Hasbro, "You can't have the good guys running around shooting at teddy bears."
What?
And he suggested that they change them to obnoxious bikers.
I feel like Serpenter made that story up.
Yeah.
It's on Wikipedia. It has to be true.
Yeah, right.
Is it on Reddit?
Yeah.
It's on Reddit. It has to be true. Clay knows everything about all this stuff. He knows, just like Rogue One. And he knows about the Dreadnoughts.
To go to about Rogue One and Dreadnoughts.
I know. I wish if I knew how to even make one of those videos, I'd make a Serpentor pizza video right now. Like 10 facts you didn't know about pizza in the Steel Run.
In the G.I. Joe universe.
In the G.I. Joe universe.
In the Hasbroverse.
10 appearances of snacks in the G.I. Joe universe starring Serpentor's pizza.
Starring Serpentor as the creator of said snack.
I can't believe you were really missing out. Like, he invented cereal too, right? Like, I'm not lying, right?
I don't think you are. I seem to recall him pouring something on something.
Yeah, I think he was.
Maybe it was oatmeal.
I think I was eating cereal when I read that.
Whoa, that seems weird.
I was like, I owe this. It's a pencil.
If you ever want to go down a YouTube rabbit hole, watch the cereal guy that reviews old cereals and tells you like all the stories of the G.I. Joe cereals.
That sounds great.
Nice.
It's actually right up John's alley. I know that he's actually going to watch it.
I'm watching it right now.
Yep. But I'm very far away from the computer, but I'm watching it right now.
Well, yeah, I'm on the floor drilling holes into this Death Star the whole time.
Nice. Death Star. You don't even hear a drill.
No, I'm doing it with a pin vise.
Oh, okay.
I've broken about six drill bits, though, so far. Because I'm using a very small 1/32nd. But I've got 24 of them, so it's not like a big deal.
Imagine how many drill bits they broke making the real Death Star.
I know, right?
Hey.
Just drilling out all those windows like I'm doing.
Those Geonosians there. They were. Hey, speaking of a YouTube rabbit hole, Clay, I want to give you credit. So I looked up the Sinbad genie movie.
Yeah, right.
And wow. I found all kinds of videos on that. Like it because it and it's called. You're right. It's now Nelson Mandela. It's called the Mandela Effect.
Right, right. I was giving you sort of like a overview. You probably know more about it than I do now.
Well, I didn't go too far. I was just like, oh, I have to stop. But like, but it's so weird because there people were actually convinced that it did happen.
And did you read the Berenstain Bears one?
No, I didn't find anything out about that.
Oh. Is it just about the spelling of Berenstain or Steen? Kind of like Frankenstein.
So why isn't it Berenstain?
That one is just like people are convinced it was spelled one way when it wasn't. So.
Oh, well. But it's just the I and the E, right? Like.
Or it's the A and the E. That is substituting an A for the E or something. I don't know.
All right.
But that's a whole other... That's related to this whole Nelson Mandela.
The Mandela effect, yeah. It's neat that he has his own effect.
When I went into the... look at our site, I was pretty happy with the Sinbad artwork that you chose for the last episode.
Yeah. I just did a Google image search. So credit to whoever...
President First Kid.
Created that.
President Kid. Yeah.
President Kid. President Kid. Very good.
First Kid, yeah. And the Sinbad movie where where the kid was president. I was forgetting our joke there. First Kid was the actual movie.
Yeah, and then it was like Kid President was what I called it or something.
But Sinbad was just the advisor or something.
Yeah, but he was going to really become a member of the president's cabinet.
Right.
That was our other joke.
Hey, I'll take that kid.
It might happen. Who knows?
Yeah, right. And I found the theme to Sinbad's TV show, the Sinbad show or whatever, where he just kind of narrates what's going on, like, during the opening credits.
Oh,
look at me dancing. I'm dancing. Yeah, look at me dancing.
That seems kind of fucking brilliant.
It was all right. Except it was really 80s. But, like, it's kind of funny.
You can't get away from, the time that was made, even though it was made in the 90s.
Oh, shit, yeah. Well, it was early 90s, though, right? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was very neon, so...
Yeah.
I thought it was late 80s, but I guess you're right. But it was kind of funny. He was like, yeah, I'm dancing. And then, like, they would show, like, the kid, and they're like, oh, he's a smart kid, or whatever. It was so bad.
And then you're like, now I gotta watch a little Martin Lawrence show.
All right. Well, I think we're about done. Did you read your Spider-Man?
I did read that, but I didn't read the Clone Conspiracy mini series. I didn't realize that came out too. I don't know why I was at the store and I didn't see it, but I did read this the Gwen Stacy cover.
Yeah, we were just Spidey. Well, we were just talking about Josh was. Like, wait, what? There's another Spider-Man clone conspiracy?
Yeah, but all those clones are going to die or something, so it's not going to
matter. Thank God. Yeah.
Even I know a little bit about this story.
Yeah.
Oh.
Can I say spoiler?
Yeah, go ahead. And
Ben Reilly is the Jackal?
Yes, the Jackal.
I think Durson portrayed the Jackal the best out of anyone.
He did.
Oh, absolutely. Even better than
Ben Reilly. And then he's like, we can bring back Uncle Ben.
Yeah. He's like, what?
Well, that would just, whoa!
That's all I know about it. Fuck. Sorry, I've just broken up. Then.
Yeah.
Fuck, well, I wish I knew more about it.
I don't know. I like it, but it's okay. Right. People can make fun
of it. Cool. They all die, and it's over. That's fine.
It'll be over soon, I think. Because the miniseries is almost all over. There's only so many things you can do when you're recycling ideas.
Yeah,
you gotta go back to the well. You gotta go back to the Clone Wars.
Yeah, I guess so. Not the Clone Wars.
Yeah, no, that's Star Wars.
The Clone Wars
crossover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Spider-Man in Star Wars. Okay.
Spider-Man invented pizza.
Ben Reilly used to work at a diner or something. It's almost like pizza.
Yeah.
Maybe Ben Parker is actually Ben Kenobi.
Yeah, see, look at
crazy old man.
Nice.
He always had that Jedi wisdom. All right.
Of course, what if Ben Parker really was like a total douchebag, and this is all just in his head to deal with him being abused as a child or something?
Oh, that's a pretty long title for a What If comic.
What if? Well, they already did that thing where Spider-Man was molested as a kid, though, right?
They did?
Yeah, when he was like teamed up with Power Pack or something.
Very controversial.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's canon or not, but. For an 80s comic? Oh, well. Alright, now it's time.
Now let's put this thing to bed.
Thanks for coming on, you guys.
Thanks to you. Thanks, John, for replacing Josh on the show. That's
Hey, you know what?
You could use a special guest every once in a while. I'm glad you decided to join us.
Yeah, well, Jen keeps reminding me. Most of the time, I just forget.
Oh, that's nice of her.
I like to think of you as, like, you know how Stan Lee is, like, ultimate professor emeritus of Marvel Comics? Yeah. That's what you are to the League Podcast.
Like, that's right.
You're always part of it.
Yeah.
Emeritus.
Yeah.
You get as much money from this as Stan Lee gets from Marvel.
Yeah. You must. Poor bastard. I really take advantage of him.
I know. I feel so bad. All right, well, thanks to you both, and I'll see you fucks later, right?
That later, you fucks. I mean, or adios, assholes. Whatever.
Adios, you fucks.
Say whatever you want. Adios and later.
Yeah, that's right, butt stuff.
Fucks and assholes. See you later.
Oh, we're down. So we're down. We go. Way down we go.
Boobus.